Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Off the ball, GAA.
Oh, well, it's important to put in some bit of experience along with the new boys because, you know, they need a bit of direction. And, you know, it was a big night for a lot of them for us for the first time wearing the Kerry jersey in a competitive environment.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Thank God for Keith Friday, says Rick Jagger. Very welcome back to the end of the show. Arthur is back with us. Arthur, hello.
That's correct.
Keith is still here and very relieved.
Very relieved, yeah.
Physically so. Describe the last few minutes.
My back teeth have been swimming. I've been a little bit uncomfortable here. Going for a week.
And welcome for the first time today, Darragh Smith-Nocta.
Hello, oh, boys.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good morning. So, plenty of key fighters to get through. What order did you put your gear on before a game?
Not like, there was no massive thing I used to do. I used to get my slips on, then go and get a little massage in my slips. I used to have a whole Tonka thing I used to do during that. You know, remember Tonka in Mike Bassett, England manager?
Yeah.
I used to walk around in my slips pretending to be Tonka after my massage for a while. It depends on what sort of move.
Tonka was the Gaza character, was he?
Yeah, the Gaza character.
Yeah, that's 25 years old this year, that movie.
Is it?
Yeah. Iconic.
Nothing mental. Like, I wasn't like a Paul Ince that used to walk down the tunnel without me top on on at the last second. There was nothing like that.
It was, so you went socks, shorts, boots, tape, jersey.
I never liked tape. I used to, you know, remember
when tape was massive in the 2000s?
Yeah.
Loads of white tape.
Mm. Then the referees got all over it and said,
Euro 2012, they can't do that anymore. Nicholas Bentner had to colour in his tape to match the socks.
They started chopping the ankles off the socks for you.
Yeah,
so they just came as normal socks without ankles.
That's right.
Yeah, I'd no major routine I used to do, whichever way it fell.
Is it okay to wear a jersey or top of a team in the same league as the team you support? In brackets, not a rival team.
No, that's all that woke nonsense that is. That's half and half scarf stuff. That's not for me, that.
DSN, welcome.
So, yeah, I'm a Man United fan, but I recently bought a Bournemouth jumper. A retro Bournemouth jumper. Is that... That's not acceptable.
No, I'm not having that.
It's a nice jumper.
It's fine to do. You can do it. You can do what you want. Like, it wouldn't be a thing, but I'd question how deeply held the fandom is.
Yeah.
It's a strange conversation. Like, if I see you in a pub, I go, oh, Bournemouth fan. Don't see many of them. Yeah. No, I'm actually a United fan. I go, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Just... not for
me. I haven't worn it yet because I'm, like, still pondering whether this was a good purchase or not.
Is this new? Oh, sorry, it's an old one. So you're on Vinted or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Abroad,
It's good.
You can go and get a Fiorentina, Milan, whatever you want, fire away.
I want a football jersey with Steve Marlane number 11 on the back. Mm. Look how it turned out. Has Keith ever used his status as a footballer, ex-footballer, to get anything, in brackets, clean, to which I read anything cleaned, like a dry cleaner, is very specifically. And to follow up, this is a quote. Do you know who I am? Ever do that?
No. I never did that sort of stuff. I know people within my group would do it. My brother used to pretend to be me quite a lot. He used to tell bouncers, "Do you not know who I am?" When he wasn't, he was Martin Tracy, not Key Tracy.
How did that go down? What was the next line with that?
When he's not getting in, he's like, "Do you know who I am?" And I'm an Irish international. And lo and behold, he would end up getting into nightclubs as well on the back of it. And what a lot of the players used to do, there was Tony Hickey was the Giovanni Trapattoni's bodyguard, and he knew all the night security in Dublin. So anytime you weren't allowed in, you just ring Tony, and Tony get on the phone to somebody, and you'd be in the back door. So I never really had to give it the whole, "Do you know who I am?" But I got all the perks that everybody else did off the PFA, like the Mercedes cars and everything else, little holidays and stuff like that the PFA would chuck in. But no, I never threw that sort of stuff around. I'd rather fly under the radar.
With 4 minutes left exactly, get your Keith Fridays in on YouTube before it's too late. I'm going to fly through these. Did Keith find it easier to relate to other ex-pros than normal people?
No, I chat with anybody. It doesn't really matter to me.
People are just people to you, aren't
they? Yeah, people are people.
There is a related comment to this. Because it's the first thing that comes to mind for us, brackets, or me anyway. When I encounter him, you, Keith, does he, you, Keith, still
think, just ask it normally?
Still think
what
of
are you
himself
doing?
Like, primarily as a footballer
I don't know
or
of
asking. Football?
No, I don't think of myself. Thankfully now, I can look back and laugh on a lot of the things I did, but... Yeah, half the time I feel...
Footballer.
I don't know what
or out football.
No, I don't think of myself as a footballer anymore. To be honest, when I tell stories about when I did play football, I feel like I'm talking about a different person because the whole finishing drink and I feel like a totally different bloke to the one I talk about, and thankfully now I can look back and laugh on a lot of the things I did, but yeah, half the time I feel like I'm talking about a different person.
Do the people around you see you as a footballer? Like, are you, that's how you're defined, or?
Yeah, that's still when I walk into places, I'll hear people muttering, that's the footballer over there. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't kicked a football in, 11, 10 years now or something. So, a long time. So, no, I just feel like I've moved on in life. But I realise I'm not silly enough to think that everybody else sees me as a pundit or a journalist. And when I get asked for pictures now with kids, it's the dads behind them. Because the kids are like, they know me from the fella that's on the telly, but the dads know me as an ex-footballer. Yeah. So, it's a strange one.
Your favourite way for the ball to go in? Crossbar, wraps around the corner of the net, etc.
I've got two. I love a half volley as it's rising. So you hit it and it's still rising as it hits the back of the net.
Yeah.
But I love one where you're running in one-on-one and your touch is a little bit heavy and you commit the goalkeeper. And as he goes in to get it with his hands, you just lift it over him. I love committing him and just dinking the ball over the top of him.
Troy Parrott, hat-trick. Would you prefer, as a footballer, a tap-in hat-trick or one outrageous solo goal?
Probably a hat-trick. You can boast more about a hat-trick. I scored a couple of, like, wonder goals, one goals off the yoke. I got very, very close to a hat-trick. I scored two against Sheffield United and I took a free kick and I hit the crossbar. Nearly scored a hat-trick against them, but... I scored two goals in that game. We beat Sheffield United 2-1 and United got relegated after that into League One. So even after the game, I'm down the tunnel and I knew all the Sheffield United backroom staff. So I spent all the next half an hour apologising to everybody. It was a mad, mad feeling.
Just thinking, one of those goals you're talking about, the little dink. Colin Moani got one of them in that West Ham game. In the Villa game in the Cup. It was ruled out for offside, which is exactly what
it's a lovely little finish.
The last possible moment he could have hit it to dink it over.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Just great.
Do you know what goal I love? David Beckham, when he was number 10 for Man United, right? At Upton Park against West Ham, and the ball is kind of stuck under his feet and he chips it into the far left corner, but the ball is stuck, so he has to dink it in.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. It's just improvisation, but it's caressing it into the top corner with a little bit of pace. I like that.
Is that your favourite finish, is it?
It might be. The Traitors. I love a chip.
Chip with a little bit of backspin on it.
Oh, Eric Cantona, Sheffield United.
Yeah.
It's more like the Rooney one against Portsmouth. Was it Portsmouth? Someone in the FA Cup.
I have to go. The Traitors. Would you prefer to be a faithful or a traitor? I've never seen it.
Ah, either or. I'd just be throwing grenades in. I'd be meeting people. Yeah. If I met you there and I knew who you were, I'd be telling everybody else that your name was Peter. He's lying, isn't he? He's lying.
That's good. All right, great stuff. Thanks for joining us today. Plenty more besides. We'll keep it all in the bag for the One Hit Wonders, Harry Wilson style. And plenty more besides. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. Hope you find yourself and have a great weekend in Premier League, Champions Cup, and Australian Open action, plus the Ireland Club finals. See you Monday.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.